God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. And empty grave is there to prove my sin. Gives way to victory. I see the lights of glory, and I know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes to the hillside where justice and mercy embrace. There the Son of God gave His life for us, and His measureless debt was erased. Jesus, to You we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our pride. We adore You, behold You, our Savior ever true. Oh, Jesus, we turn our eyes to You.
Turn Your eyes to the morning, see Your eyes our way. What a glorious dawn, fear of death is gone.
We carry His life in our veins.
Jesus, to You we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory. We turn our eyes to You.
Turn Your eyes to the heaven. Our King will return for His own. Every knee will bow, every tongue will shout. All glory to Jesus alone.
Jesus, we turn
our eyes.
Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore You, behold You, our Savior ever true. Oh, Jesus, we turn our eyes to You.
Oh,
Jesus, we turn our eyes to You. Oh, Jesus, we turn our eyes to You. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song, my cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I'll stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on Him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground His body lay, light up the world in dark.
darkness slain, them bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of men could ever pluck me from your hand. Till you return, oh, call me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Just want to give glory to God this morning. Amen. Can we just give him another hand clap of praise? Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give the Lord some worship. Hallelujah. In Christ alone. Brother Jerry, you can go ahead and turn on the lights if you don't mind. We were in the process of having the baby about a month ago, getting prepared to figure out whenever the baby does decide to come. We better have some people ready to preach. And Pastor Pedro was going to preach one of the Sundays. And if we needed another Sunday to preach, Brother Lorenzo, Reverend Lorenzo is going to preach for us. And it didn't work out in that timing. But I told him, I said, Brother, you're gifted for this body to preach to it. And we are so blessed every time that he does preach here. So we set up a date that way. Lord had already given him a word, and I believe it's the timing of the Lord today for him to share that. And he's going to bring a song and minister to us in song, but then he's going to preach the word to us this morning. Amen. So if you don't mind, will you just give my brother a hand clap of praise as he comes up here? Amen. Welcome, Brother Lorenzo.
You guys sound so great. I don't know. I might have to pass the song because my colleague right there, we work together. She sounds pretty good. I think I just get up and preach.
I'm going to open this for you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Family Worship Center.
Good morning, Pastor.
Yeah, I'm in the saddle today. It's my turn. I ain't going to lie to you. Literally. And I am nervous. But I'm always nervous. When I stop being nervous, it's probably time to stop trying to preach. Because once I get going, all that go away. Amen. Just like playing football.
Amen.
I'm nervous until that kickoff and the ball get in my hand, then you better do what you've been trained to do. Run! Or get hit and get hurt. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I am I've already cried, so I shouldn't cry. The first time by being up here since my mother passed. Most of the time she sit right over there. I can hear her sometimes, preach low. I look over here and I see this other lady. Sometimes I want to go, mmm, but I have to stop. That's not mama. That's a twin sister. But God is good, I tell you.
Amen.
And he's good all the time.
Amen.
Just for a minute, if you will, y'all know my theme song. It may be old, but I love it because it's me. Just a little bit. It is not the first one, but Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, yeah, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. But that's not my song. Y'all always hear me sing this one. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials, they may come on every hand. Said I feel like going on. I don't know about y'all, but I feel like praising him. Y'all feel like praising him today? I feel like praising him. Though trials, they may come, and they will, on every hand. But I feel like praise. Tell them, Roger. Praising him. Thank y'all.
Amen.
Amen. I am blessed to be here this morning. It's a blessing as well as a plumb pleasing pleasure to be standing before you in the household of faith one more time. Amen.
Amen.
Some people, you call them by their names, they cannot answer today. But if you say, Brother Lorenzo, I will say, I am here, Lord. Amen. It's good to be here. I believe y'all know me, I believe in standing up, speaking up, shutting up, and then sitting back down, amen? When God say that's it. Brother Craig, and now you know I gotta talk about that fish. You got my attention when you said fish. But it really got my attention when you said it was already clean. So we just need to fry that bad boy, dye it, and lay it to the side, and call the papa. I often tell people that if you don't like fish and you are in Drayton, you better check your DNA. Something happened somewhere along the line. Amen. It's good to be here, church. And I pray that something would be said that will lift your spirits, guide you, help you. Let us pray. Father God, I come right now. First and foremost, oh God, I pray that you will continue to keep your spirit here in these people, at this church, in this town, the community, in this world. I pray, oh God, not that I would preach, but your word would be receptive, because you said your word would not come back void. I pray, oh God, that someone would hear it, accept it, run 90,000 and say, I want to be saved. I pray, oh God, that as you increase in me, I decrease so people can see more of you in me and less of me, oh God. Amen. Father, I ask that you continue to bless all of us individually and collectively through your arms around this church, the leader, the pastor, the leaders here, the members, oh God, this town, as only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thursday. You know, the first day at work with them kids, I got to see it. It was challenging, but it's nothing I hadn't seen before. Kids running around in the wrong class, got their schedules, don't know where they want to be, lost. That's just the first day. Actually, the second day, too. Some of the third day. Then one or two, a few, you know, Friday. Now, when I go to work tomorrow, I expect to see everybody in place. That's just the type of teacher I am. I'm willing to help you. But parents, let me tell you something. Don't look at the school as a babysitting place. Do your part at home, amen? Amen. I know it's tight, but it's right. You're going to get the truth from me now. You can talk about me when I'm going. I don't care. I might be talking about some of y'all, too. It is what it is. A two-way street, amen?
Amen.
But make sure you're telling the truth. Amen?
Amen.
All right. This morning, I hear on the radio, before I get started, a lot of things about Middle East. A lot of things that are going on in the Middle East. On the radio, a lot of different places. But I know I got some Bible readers out there.
Amen.
I know I do. Before I get started, let me tell you this about the Middle East. I heard one of my kids came and asked me, and he probably got it from his parents, about the Middle East. Brother Drayton, they say you're a preacher, so what about, see, you got to be careful too when you're talking about religion and the Bible at school. Very careful. The worst thing they could have done was took it out. But, yes, I know about all this stuff that's going on in the Middle East. I've heard some adults talking about it in the hallway. I heard some kids that, one kid asked me about it. He probably got it from his parents. The Middle East, all the fighting. Well, let me tell you something. The Lord appeared to Abram. Come on, Bible readers. And he said, to your seed will I give you this land. Now, in the news, and you turn on the TV, you hear about all this stuff going on over there. They talk about Iraq, Iran, Turkey, Greece, ISIS, Caliphate. I'm a history teacher. And all this type of stuff. And they're going on over there. They're fighting. Well, let me tell you what's happening over there before I get started. Tell you what I really want to tell you. That's just Esau trying to take what belongs to Jacob. That's Ishmael trying to take away what belonged to Isaac. God promised Abraham the seed, and that land would be theirs. Abraham messed up. Went and delayed with Hagar. Ishmael is born. Ishmael is not the promise. Isaac is the promise. Read your Bible. Isaac. So what's going on in the Middle East? You got Ishmael over there fighting, trying to take what belongs to Isaac. And no matter how long that conflict goes on over there, no matter how long they fight, that land will go back to the people that God promised it to. I just believe that.
Amen.
I believe we serve a promise delivering and a promise keeping God. Amen?
Amen.
Study your Bible. We'll get down, we'll get that some other time. Now, let's look at what I really come to talk about. Luke, 23rd chapter, beginning at verse 39. And it reads, when I find it, thusly, Luke, 23rd chapter, verse 39. I don't know what. Okay. One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it. But the other criminal protested, don't you fear God?
when you have been sentenced to die, we deserve to die for our crimes. But this man hasn't done anything wrong. He said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, I assure you today, you will be with me in paradise. That's just that translation. Some translations say that Jesus said,
verily, verily I say to you, this day you will be with me in paradise. Now, I tried to figure out what to do with this, what to call it. So I just said, from a thief perspective, if you are a thief, you don't have to stay a thief. You don't always have to be a thief. You can change, like this guy on the cross. 3 points. I may get to them all, I might not. If I don't get to all of them, it doesn't mean I didn't do my homework. I haven't. We just didn't get to it. That's all. There is 3 things I'd like to look at really quick. A wrath deserved. Number 2, a wisdom displayed. Finally, if we get to it, a worship demonstrated. Follow me. Now, if you are ELA teacher, you probably know what this means. Let me give you a setting. It just simply means the environment was going on at this time. There is a shady cast of characters around the cross. On the Villa Dolorosa, some people call it the land of skull. Why they call it the land of skull? Well, if you look at it, it's shaped like a skull. Study, show yourself approved. Now, the disciples have all fled except for the beloved John. The women are weeping. The heart of his mother Mary is pierced. There's an appalling assembly. The long dirge up to Calvary, the awful deed of crucifixion. In the mix of gore and blood, the screaming, the tears, the mocking, no one gets it but a thief. A thief? The Pharisees, they don't get it. The Sadducees, they are there. Judas has already hung himself. Pilate is there. Herod is there. The soldiers are there. The puppet crowds are there, but they don't get it. All of these people are there, but they don't get it. But there are 2 thieves on the cross. One on the right and one on the left. The Pharisees represented ecclesiasticism, but they don't get it. The Sadducees represented privilege, but they don't get it. Judas represented nationalism, but he didn't get it. Pilate represented opportunism, but he didn't get it. Herod represented secularism, but he didn't get it. The soldiers represented militarism, but they didn't get it. Only a thief got it. Walk with me now. Don't fall asleep on me. Walk with me. We'll get there. 2 male factors. 2 hardened criminals, 2 no-good jokers, one on the right and one on the left, 1 dying in sin. For he said to Jesus, hanging on the cross, if you be Christ, I don't know, you might be, but if you be Christ, save yourself and throw us in there. That's just like us. Ain't that like us? Selfish. But let me tell you something. When you say if, there's no room for if when you're talking about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you say if, you're talking about hedging your bets. You're talking about maybe, maybe not. You're talking about 1 foot in and 1 foot out. I don't know, but if you are, save us. If you are Christ. I think about some of those Christians that only come to church on Christmas Day, only come on Easter, only come on Mother's Day, that kind of faith. Amen. I ain't talking about y'all, but I am talking about who I'm talking about. If the shoe fit. Amen. Show up more than once or twice a year. Don't fool the church just up on Mother's Day. Jesus take care of you not just Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, but every day. Every day is Jesus' day. When you wake up in the morning, tell him, Lord, I thank you for another day. Trust me, somebody needs some help to get out of the bed. I imagine all y'all got out and you're here. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Tell him thank you. However, there's these two thieves. One on the right, dying to sin. One on the left, dying in sin. But all my brothers and sisters, let me tell you about the one that's dying in the middle. Our Lord and Savior Jesus, he's dying for sin. For your sins. For my sins. For the church sins. He's dying for sins. Don't forget that. For sin, sin, and the one on the right, he told his other malefactor, he began to rebuke him. He said, we are both criminals. We deserve to be here. We done wrong things. We supposed to get this wrath. We deserve what's going on, which is my first move, a wrath deserved. All of us deserve eternal punishment. Yes. All of us have missed the mark. All have sinned. I hear some people, they take that and twist it, say, y'all have sinned. No. All have sinned. That includes me. Everybody have sinned. We all have fell short of God's glory. We all have sinned. Well, I'm a pretty good guy. I ain't never committed adultery. You thought about it. I ain't never stole nothing. You thought about it. I don't really tell no story on nobody. If you didn't, you thought about it. And if you think about it, it's a sin. And if you say you don't sin, you never sin, you make God out of a liar. My God cannot lie. If he does, I'm praising the wrong one. That means all of us here, all of us need to just walk out. Amen. None of us are perfect. I've thought about all of those I just said. That's right, me too. I'm not immune from it. Pastor Ray not immune. Pastor Pedro, you aren't, I'm not. We all have sinned. If you be honest with yourself. Amen. 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 Now, as I look at this, I go a little further. The thief said that this man has done nothing amiss, talking about Jesus. That word just means that he's done nothing wrong. Of course he hasn't. He's done nothing wrong, but only a look. Just take a look at Jesus. I know some of us woke up early this morning and ran to the shower and tightened up our face and looked in the mirror, looked pretty good, throwed our clothes on, got all churchy, and came on out to the house of God. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Now, that same person you saw in the mirror, which is you, deserves eternal punishment because we all sin and fell short of his glory.
Yeah.
But I thank God that Jesus, that God gave his son Jesus who died in our stead. Hallelujah. He died for us today, church. A wrath deserved, but Jesus took it on for us. The Pharisees, they didn't get it. Sadducees didn't get it. Pilate didn't get it. The soldiers didn't get it. The crowd didn't get it. But a thief got it. The thief said, this man has done nothing wrong. We deserve this. We deserve this. Now, as I look at this, I begin to study. I say, now, this thief, he ain't been to no church. He ain't made no offerings. Ain't prayed. Did no prayers. But yet a look at Jesus. He was able to figure this out. Only a look. then I realized that when you come in contact with Jesus, when you surrender your all to Jesus, when you do what you say when he asks you to do, you cannot come in contact with Jesus and leave the same. Amen. It doesn't work like that. When you give him your all, accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Now, let's move on to my second move. A wisdom displayed. Now, this man looked at Jesus, the one on the right. Now, just a look. A lot must have been in this look. Where would he have been to hear that? Who could he have ran with in this circle to know all this stuff about Jesus? Just a look. There was no fourth knowledge for this guy to know this. Only a look. Somebody ought to help me now. This thief, he wasn't there when Jesus turned water into wine. Somewhere between the dipping and the sipping, they changed the wine. This thief was not there when Jesus took two fish and five loaves and fed 5,000, not counting women and children. He didn't know anything about Jesus when this woman with an issue of blood touched Jesus. Jesus stopped. And when she touched Jesus, the blood stopped. He wasn't there, my brothers and sisters, when Jesus walked on the water. This thief was not there when the disciples were about in the boat and they were about to perish and said, "Master, do you not care that we're about to perish?" He didn't see Jesus walk on the water. He didn't see Jesus when they opened up that roof and dropped that man down on a pallet. This thief didn't see that. This thief, he didn't see Jesus when that man with that withered hand stretched it out and said, "Jesus, help me, have mercy." He brought his hand back whole. He didn't see or hear those 10 lepers shout out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon us." This man did not see when Jesus turned tables over in the temple. How could this thief know? Only a look. I just want to take a look at him. I just want to look at his face, his brow, his countenance. He deserves a look. Nobody compares to Jesus, amen? He's in a class all by himself. Nobody. And I'll tell you something else. Nobody is alike to him. As Christians, we should stop letting the world push us back trying to say he was just a good man. We got a lot of religions, a lot of people say, "Oh, he was a good man." A lot of y'all better listen to this. Y'all might not shout today, but that's okay. I'm gonna give it to you straight. I don't put him in the category with Socrates, Aristotle. I don't put him in the category with Euripides, Napoleon. Nobody is like Jesus. We need to stop backing up and saying he's just an ordinary man. Nobody. Matter of fact, let me tell you something. Nicodemus was a good man. John the Baptist was a good man. Peter was a good man. But even these guys don't compare to Jesus. Take another look at Jesus. Follow me now. If you're sick, he's a doctor. If you're in trouble, he's a lawyer. If you're lonely, he's company. If you're lost, he's a savior. If you're up, he can bring you down. If you're out, he can take you in. If you're down and out, Jesus can pick you up. You know, if you don't know where you're going, he can give you direction. Nobody compares to Jesus. Only a look. Dr. Jesus, when I get sick. He's a lawyer when I'm in trouble. Amen, somebody. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not gonna stand up here and let a thief get it. And I don't get it. I think I'm smart as a thief. I got more religion than a thief. I'm not gonna let a thief make it into paradise and I don't make it. If a criminal can get it, what about us that come to church every Sunday, hear Pastor Ray, Pastor Pastor Perry told me every now and then, talk about Jesus Sunday after Sunday, how to be saved, how to get into his kingdom, and we don't get it. A thief got it only a look. You know, we get up here early to come out here and get ourselves together and get all tightened up. I say, don't do all that stuff and come out here and then go to sleep. Could have stayed home and slept. Amen. It is what it is. It's tight, but it's right. Now, brothers and sisters, it just don't make sense to do that. Amen. But Jesus, I love to call his name. The name of Jesus is power. Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the midday. Jesus at midnight. There's power in the name of Jesus. His name is sweet. I heard some kids singing a song there that is sweeter than honey on a honeycomb. It's sweet. Oh, how I love to call Jesus' name. A wrath deserved. A wisdom displayed. But thirdly, I would like a worship demonstrated. Now watch this. Watch this. This thief looked towards Jesus. Listen now. And he said, Lord, Lord, a thief out when they get crucified. Lord, that's worship. He said, Lord. I call that worship displayed. He said, Lord, the Pharisees didn't say that. Sadducees didn't say that. Pilate didn't say that. The military didn't say that. The soldiers didn't say that. This thief said, Lord, when you get in your kingdom, remember me. Hallelujah. I like to say, Lord, when you get in your kingdom, remember this little short, bald-headed man. Remember Brother Lorenzo Drayton. Please, Lord, remember me. Amen. I want to make it in your kingdom. Amen? Amen. A thief got it. He looked. That's what I call a wrath displayed. Thank God a crook got it. I know there's some crooks up in here. If we look back in our rearview mirror at our life, we look back what we used to be. We think about what God has done and how far he's brought us today. See, I might not be what I should be today, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. And don't ask me what I used to be, because it'll take you a long time and I ain't going to tell you no how. Amen, somebody. Amen. A thief, a thief. Now, if we move on a little further, I realize that nobody got this, a wrath deserved. These two guys that were thieves on the cross, they deserved to be there. One dying in sin, one dying to sin. And then we know the man in the middle dying for sin. Lord, will you remember me when you get into your kingdom? Well, his love, they'll show. Oh, yes, I've heard my feeble cry. From bondage, he set me free. And when I reached the pearly gates, he would say, yes, he'll remember me. Now, finally talking about a wealth discovered. Right here in the text. The thief said, Lord, when you come in your kingdom, I know I don't deserve it. I know I'm a criminal. I know that I'm supposed to be up here, but y'all follow me with this one. He said, verily, that means I got you. He said, verily, that means you can put your weight on it. He said, verily, that means I'm going to do it. He said, verily, this day, you don't have to be baptized. This day, you don't need a Bible. This day, you don't have to speak in tongues. He was talking to that thief when he told him, verily, this day, you don't have to have scriptures. He said, this day, you will be with me in paradise. Now run and tell that. God can do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it. I love to have some scriptures. I love to walk around with a Bible. I love to have this stuff in my heart. But on the cross, this thief, this malefactor who deserved to be hanging there. You see how I told y'all, just because you're a thief don't mean you gotta stay a thief. You're still living. You got time to change. This thief got it. God told him right now, this day. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. Don't walk out those doors today. I ain't trying to scare nobody. And you do not know where your salvation lies. Do not walk out those doors today. If God come back, you don't know, can you go back with him? Because you can walk out the door and drop dead. You can get in your car, don't make it home. You can go to work, get out, the paramedics there. Do not walk out here today not knowing that your soul has been saved. If you don't get anything else from me today, make sure we have people here that you can talk to, pray with you, come down, talk to the pastor, give your life to Christ. I want to see everybody make it. But I know for a fact, we're not living in a perfect world. Everybody's not going to make it. But that don't have to be us. Y'all heard the scripture saying the poor will always be among you. I always say that to Brother Benzie. I said, yeah, but he didn't say it have to be me.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't. God, when you get into your kingdom, remember me. As I hasten on just a little further, I realize that there's a lot of things I want to say, I can't say it, but out in this environment, hanging on the cross, you got these two thieves. You got Jesus. Now let me bring this to an end with some grandma theology. My grandmother, Geraldine Simmons, I can remember when I was small, sitting up under her while she's trying to teach me the Bible. Every now and then she spit on me, and I'm like, I'm small, you know, grandma. But I didn't do it out loud, because grandma would have slapped me across the head. But grandma taught me a lot of stuff. She said, baby, the Bible says, and grandma wasn't the most educated person. I'm like, how she know all this stuff about the Bible? Her reading was okay, but when she gave it a read, grandma had that Bible like this. But grandma said there was not a bone broke in his body. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute now. Now they done made this Jesus of mine carry this cross. They done spat on him, done beat him with a catnip, done gorged him, he's bleeding, done put a crown of thorns on him, and they got him hanging on the cross, and y'all tell me there was no bone broken in his body. I said, grandma. Now I would never tell grandma she's lying. I wouldn't do that. No, black folk, we don't do that. You get hit in the mouth. But at that time, I didn't know, because I started studying myself. I realized that God's word has to come to fruition. God's word, the Bible is God's word. No bone was broken in his body, I'll tell you why. When they was hanging the cross, when you're on the cross, your hands are nailed to the cross. Your feet are nailed to the cross. What people would do back then, pull themselves up to expand their lungs to get more energy so they can live longer. Y'all find out. Oh, I wouldn't say it behind if it wasn't true, because I know some of y'all are going to go and check it out. Then you're going to say, that little short fellow was right. But look here. When you pull yourself up on the cross, it allowed them to live a little longer. But at this time, a certain time of day, you had to be dead. The Roman soldiers would come out there to the cross and see if you was dead. If you wasn't dead, you know what they'll do? They will crack, break your legs. Crack, break your legs so you couldn't pull yourself up. Now, if they breaking people's leg and you say, not a bone was broken in Jesus' body, let me see where your story is going. So grandma said, baby, when they got to Jesus, they looked up at Jesus. He had already dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder. He had already gave up the ghost. He was already dead. They didn't have to touch him because he died. So they didn't have to break his bones. Grandma, you was right. He was already dead. Jesus said, I have the power to lay my life down. I have the power to pick it up. I'm so glad he has that kind of power. But I realized that when he died, he took my sins with him. But when he got up, he brought me with him. Amen? He gave me a way out. He gave me a reason. God is good, I tell you. When Jesus dropped his head, when Jesus went down and he stayed down all day Friday. They tell me that when Jesus died, he died all day Saturday, all night Saturday night. But y'all know where I'm going. Can I say it like I would if I was at my brother's church? Right early Sunday morning, Jesus got up with all power in his hand. I like to tell y'all, if you need love, God's got it in his hand. If you need healing, he has it in his hand. If you need a mother, I heard some say he's a mother for the motherless. If you need a father, he's a father for the fatherless. If you need money, he has all the money you can get. He has a cow. Don't put Jesus in a box. Don't put him in a box. Don't put him in a box. You know what I found out? If you small-minded and you go to Jesus for something small and he delivers you something small, and you say, Lord, I wanted more of this. I wanted more of that. And you say, you ain't asked for it. Put him in a box. No. Jesus is God Almighty. He owns everything. Everything is his. Your house that you live in, you'll be gone one day. Somebody else will be living in it. That bed that you sleep in, you'll be gone one day. Somebody else will be in it. That car that you drive, somebody else, if you don't tear up, somebody else will be in it. It all belongs to God. Give God thanks for everything. When God bless you, tell him thank you. God can use anything to bless you with. Don't sit down. He can use anything to bless you with. No matter what it is or who you are, you can be used. If God can use a prostitute, amen, somebody. If God can use a thief, God took a bird and he used that bird to let Noah know that the water had gone down, if y'all know the story. God took a stick, a staff. He used that staff to let Moses know, I can build a highway in the middle of the Red Sea. I'm God. He used a rooster to let Peter know, Peter, I'll let you know when you're telling lies, when the cock crow twice, thrice. He used a stick, but he also used a big fish. Y'all know where I'm going. To let Jonah know, I can take you anywhere I want to take you, Jonah. I can haul you wherever I want to take you. This big fish swallowed him up. Jonah went down for 3 days, came back up and he spewed him out. You can't hide from Jesus. You can't. His arms are too long to box with him. Mike Tyson can't stand up with Jesus. Muhammad Ali can't box with Jesus. Nobody can compare to Jesus. You cannot run Jesus. They tell me he's omnipresent. When you take off, he's with you. When you're running, he's with you. And when you get where you're going, he's standing up waiting on you. God is everywhere at the same time. God Almighty. So, what I'm trying to tell you today is this. If a thief get it, I want everybody in here to get it. Everybody. If a thief can get it, we're smarter than that. We can get it ourselves. Of course we can. And pray for me too. Tomorrow. Like, I'll go see these kids in the morning. That's right. I mean that. I laugh and pray for me. Amen. Sometimes it takes God in me to keep from doing some things. I want to lay hands. I'm not talking about praying. But I know I can't do that. I have to teach them. So they have to be receptive. But remember this, God, if he's in the center of your life, you'll manifest it outward. You'll see it. Nobody has to tell, oh, is he a Christian? Trust me. I walked in, a boy asked me without a preacher. I ain't never seen him. I don't know where you get that from. I said, well, Lord, I guess I'm walking right, doing something right. Somebody saw something. But I also had some other things going on in my classroom. Mm-hmm. There was some devil worship. God came up, straight up told me. Mm-hmm. So don't think that the devil is not on his job. Don't think he's just messing with adults. Don't think he won't try to get your child. Talk to your child as much as you can. Always. If you don't, Joe Blow on the street will. And he will give him or her the raw version of it. And he will leave out a lot of truth to make sure to try to grab him or her and bring her in. Amen. A thief. Only a look. This thief looked at Jesus. Just a look. A look. Like I'm looking at Roger. A look. And he felt it. He was changed. Don't give up on your kids. Don't give up on nobody. No matter how bad they are, what they're doing. Only a look. I told you I ain't gonna shout today, but that's okay. Just remember this. God loves you. I do too. I might not like some of the things you do, but there's some things I do I don't like. I'm still under construction. I ain't made it yet, but I will say this. I believe this. One of these days, I just believe this. I believe one of these days, I'm going to go and see. I'm going to go and see Lonnie Bay Faith again. I'm going to go and see Charles Drake, my uncle. I might even see Homer Wall. I might see him there. I might see Ray, Miss Carolyn. I believe that some people that came out of this church made it in. God bless you today. I say I wasn't going to shed a tear, but them tears of joy. Amen. Don't feel sorry for me. Just remember, only a look.
How many of you were blessed? Amen. Amen. The Word of God says there are none righteous, no, not one. We're way worse than that thief was. If we've never took one thing in our life, we were born sinners. And brother, you preached the most beautiful message of the revelation of Christ. I can tell you, when I looked on him for the first time, it changed me forever. It's set me on this trajectory to where we are. I believe all of us are here because we took a look upon Jesus. He let us know that hell didn't have to be our home, amen? Aren't you grateful for that today? Can we stand all over the congregation? I want to take Reverend Lorenzo up on his offer. If there's anybody here that doesn't know Jesus, maybe you're on a cross today. Maybe you're suffering in the reality of your sin today. And you have just a little bit of life left in you, crying out to be saved. I want to encourage you. We'd like to take this time for some altar time. Would you come, Sister Cora? Just play something for us. Just one look is all it takes. Just one gasp for hope is all it takes. And I'll tell you, it's as quick and eternal as it'll ever be. Just as Jesus said to that man, today you'll be with me in paradise. Folks, my soul was transported from hell in a moment when I gave Jesus my life. My spirit and my soul is in heaven right now. Do you know that? That's how prayer works. I may pray in the physical here, but my soul is present with the Lord, speaking to Jesus, making intercession with Him. He lifted my soul up out of the depths of hell, what I deserve, through salvation. And so if there's anyone here this morning that is in need of Jesus, is in need of a Savior, I encourage you to take this offer that Brother Lorenzo has offered us today to accept Jesus. Is there anyone here? We can do it this way. Every eye closed, every head bowed. If you say to yourself today, I feel like I'm on that cross. I feel like every day I'm dying a new death. And I need hope. I need life. I need peace. I deserve what I've gotten. I deserve it. But I don't want to go there. I don't want this judgment on my head. Folks, there's been a way made for you that judgment isn't there. Would you raise your hand and say, I want to accept the Lord today? No one's looking. I see your hands. I see your hands. I see your hands. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask you a serious question. Would you come down here if you raised your hand and let us pray for you? It's not embarrassing because every single person in this room has made that same proclamation. I need God to save me. There ain't nobody that is more on your team than the people in this room to say, take our hands, come with us. I'll take you to Jesus. I'll take you to the one who saved my soul. Church, can we begin to come down around these? There's more. There's more that raised their hand. I want them to come. We're going to pray together. Come on, church, together. You saints of God, let's pray for these. They're making a decision of eternity today. Brother Lorenzo, if you'll go ahead, and this is your harvest, brother. If there's anybody else in the congregation who wants to come pray, elders of the church, saints,
was bought with
the precious blood of Jesus Christ, oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide.
I want to say this. These three weren't the only ones that raised their hands, and I don't want anyone to think, I didn't go down to that altar, so God's not wanting to save my life. Because that's not how it works. The Word of God says this for salvation. Repent of your sins. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance literally means to turn away from. And all you're doing is you're saying in your heart, you're saying, Jesus, the way that I've been walking, my own life being in my own hands, I renounce my own power and ability over my life, and I'm giving that power to you. I'm submitting to you. Whatever your will is for my life, it's yours now, God. My heart's yours. My mind's yours. My soul's yours. That's what salvation. So repent, and then the Word says to be baptized. That's the commandments of the Lord. So today, if you raised your hand when I asked, with every head bowed and eyes closed, if you raised your hand, you believe with your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're literally accepting, I believe that Jesus did what Reverend Lorenzo said. He took that cross as payment of my sin. Now, in the eyes of God, your debt is paid in full. I owe nothing else. Amen. Hallelujah. He's taken the cost. So when we leave out of this room today, don't go be picking up more debt. The Bible says go and sin no more. Now, does that mean go be perfect? No. It means throw your life on Jesus. Jesus, whatever your will is for my life, I trust you. And you know the beauty of Jesus, because I make mistakes every single day, is that heart of repentance that now lives in us because we've turned from our own ways. Now our heart goes, man, I should, like that thief on the cross, I deserve punishment. Jesus, will you remember me? Will you remember the commitment that I've made to you? You know what Jesus will say? Paid. It's paid for. I forgive you, son. I forgive you, daughter. So I don't want anyone to leave here and go, well, I didn't go to the altar. So whatever God did must not have been for me today. That's not it. That's a lie from the devil. Amen? Amen. Believe on Jesus with your heart. Repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus. That is the signification. That is the public explanation of what's happened in your heart. Amen? So if you did raise your hand, I saw those that raised their hands. Don't run off. I'd love to talk with you. It doesn't have to be in front of everybody, but I'd love to have a conversation with you. I just want to hear what God's done in your life today, amen? I want to hear that testimony. So can we just pray one more time, amen? One more time, we're going to bless the Lord. We're going to ask Him to come be with us. Church, we've got some praying to do, amen? You remember when you got saved? You remember how the devil didn't like that too much? There's some lives that are going to need the strength and the encouragement of the Lord. They chose our church to come today and to give their life to Jesus. Amen. What a blessing. Yes, we don't take that lightly here at our church. We thank God for you. So, Father, today we come to you. Thank you for this word of encouragement today that's come from behind this pulpit, Lord. Father, so many lives, so many hands were raised and lives changed this morning, God. The whole trajectory of their life has changed forever because they've believed on you today. They've repented, God, and they've chosen you over their life, God. They've chosen your life, your power, your abilities, God, to get us through this life over our own abilities, God, to get through. When we rely on ourselves, God, we find ourselves empty and broken, in bondage, God. But Father, when we came to know you, Jesus, you lifted the yoke of bondage off of us. You took our captivity captive. You set us free. And Father, we live in that freedom today, rejoicing, God, giving you praise, giving you honor, giving you the glory, because you're worthy of it all, God. No one else could have done it but you. And you did it on the cross, God. You went down to the depths of hell. Father, you stole back the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and you rose up in power. The same power that rose you from the grave, you gave to us as a gift, God, that we might not live this life alone, but you might empower us and encourage us by that Spirit, God, to live a life, God, that's glorifying to you, God. You do it for us. You do it through us, God. We give you the praise today for that, God. Because all we are is hopeless thieves and beggars, God. We're murderers, God, adulterers. That's all we are, God. That's our testimony without you. But Father, the only thing that a man can bring against us now is those are the sons and the daughters of God. That's our testimony now, Jesus. Thank you, God. So we honor you and we worship you today. We praise you, Jesus, for all that you're doing, all that you've done today. Thank you, God. Bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, church. We're dismissed.